now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We meet again. Last Saturday was our first broadcast coming to you from RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Probably the only remaining free press that is available for us in the United States now. Gringo, go home. With these words, Hugo Chavez of Venezuela welcomed our president, who is on a tour of South America. He went there trying to beautify our image and get these people in South America to like us more. Hugo Chavez said of George Bush, the little gentleman of the North. As some of you might know, there's huge protests for George Bush's visit to South America almost in every city that he visited and others that he did not visit. But last night, across the river in Argentina, Hugo Chavez had about 20,000 people in a soccer stadium. Now, that event was not orchestrated against the visit by George Bush to South America, but it is a coincidence that both events happened at the same time and almost just crossed the river from each other. While President Bush was meeting with the president of Uruguay, President Chavez and others were holding a rally, an anti-imperialist rally in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. In a speech, George Bush said he is, you know, trying to kind of calm down the Latin American nations and trying to have them understand our policies in the world. He referred to the American people and the Latin American people as the sons of George Washington and Bolivar, Simon Bolivar, who is known as the father of South America. But of course, Chavez did not like that comparison with Bolivar, and he said, George Bush says that we are, that he is the son of Bolivar. And we'll continue with that story when we come back and other items in the news that we will be discussing. And of course, we welcome your phone calls. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We come into you live from RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. As I was saying, George Bush was in, or he still is, in South America, and he referred to himself and the South Americans as the sons of George Washington and Simon Bolivar. He said, "We're the sons of Washington and Bolivar," and of course some people took offense to that in South America. And Hugo Chavez said that George Bush said he is the son of Bolivar, and I said to him, he is the son of, and he stopped short and said, "I couldn't say that in this place." And of course, you can fill in the blank there. But couldn't we find somebody else, ladies and gentlemen, besides George Bush, to send down there to Central America and South America, trying to beautify the face of America? Is he the only one that we can send? Is that how bad we have gotten here that we could not send anyone else? We could not send an envoy down there to batch things up with the South Americans if it could be batched up? Of course, most people in the world, and even as close as Canada, I can tell you, we are alone in the world. George Bush, the man who basically bankrupted every company that he ever managed. And, of course, he's bankrupting the biggest company that he thinks he inherited, which is the United States of America. And I really believe we have a problem there. You know, we should not, as a matter of fact, this rally that I was talking about with Chavez and other leaders, it was planned before George Bush's visit to South America was planned, and it's a coincidence that they're both events were taking place just across the rivers from each other. But with his visit, as a matter of fact, the amount of people that went out into this rally and joined this rally tripled just because George Bush was visiting or is visiting South America. You know, in private life, when someone is doing bad, normally he gets fired. When he makes a mistake at work, they probably would give him a chance once and twice and three times, but it looks like George Bush can do no wrong because apparently he still thinks what he's doing is good. And as a matter of fact, in his speeches in South America, he is saying how good America have done in the world, and that this is constructive diplomacy that he's taking, and et cetera, et cetera. But, of course, you know, I do have a different take on it, that it's going to take a long time before America recovers the reputation or the loss of reputation that we have or we are experiencing now due to George Bush policies. On another subject, in Israel, harsh words by a delegation of German bishops during a weekend visit to Israel, including a reference to Ghetto Ramallah. Ramallah is a city in Palestine. So they refer to it as Ghetto Ramallah in trying to link it to the ghettos of Poland where the Jews of Europe lived at one time. So the German bishop's comment of Ghetto Ramallah aroused consternation at the German embassy yesterday. It is difficult to understand how they could say these things, the embassy said. Only a few hours earlier, the head of the delegation said moving things during visit to Yad Vashem. The permanent mission of the German Bishops' Conference to the Holy Land sent representatives from all 27 German bishoprics to Israel last week for a seven-day visit that also included the Christian holy places. On Friday, the group went to Ramallah after a visit of a number of hours at Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Martyrs and Heroes Remembrance Authority. During the visit, we saw at Yad Vashem the pictures from the Warsaw Ghetto. And in the evening, we are traveling to Ghetto Ramallah, Bishop Gregor Maria Hank told reporters who accompanied the group. Earlier, when the group crossed the separation fence, Cardinal Joachim Monsignor said something like this is done to animals, not to human beings. He was referring to the wall that Israel built around Palestinian cities and basically caged them in with only one gate to these cities that you can get in or out, and you have to have a permission from the Israeli authorities to leave your city, even to go to a hospital. This is the first time the high-level Catholic bishops has traveled outside Germany as a group anywhere but the Vatican. At Yad Vashem, the clerics met with Deputy Premier Shimon Peres and asked about the state of the peace process between the Israelis and the Palestinians. They expressed a desire to assist in bringing peace to the region. So these German bishops have referred to what Israel is doing in Palestine to the Palestinians as to what was happening in Poland and in the ghettos of Poland, which is probably what is happening in Palestine is worse than what was happening in Poland during the pogroms, and because it is not just the wall, it is also the incursions into Palestinian territories that is happening every day and every night, where the Israeli army would go in and kill Palestinians, arrest Palestinians, as that is the favorite word for the media. Can't see how an illegal military is using, or the media is allowing them to use that word, arresting. On the contrary, it's kidnapping Palestinians from their homes and from their families. And what they do also, when they go into these homes, they are using Palestinian children as human shields. As some of you may have seen, I don't know, you probably have to dig for that tape that was released a couple of days ago with Israeli soldiers using Palestinian children as human shields. A practice that is illegal and even prohibited by, supposedly, by Israel's army itself. But I guess what you can't see, it does not hurt you, say they are they using that. Of course, we welcome your phone calls if you would like to, if you have any questions or comments about George Bush, about anything, as a matter of fact. This program is just you and I talking and trying to understand better what is going on in the world. So I welcome your phone calls at 800-313-9443. You can comment on any story you see in the news. Also, in Israel, Israel has warned its citizens to immediately leave Egypt and Jordan, the only Arab states with which it has full ties, out of concern they could come under attack. Now, this is probably the first time that Israel has done this, even though, you know, they had warnings before to their citizens who, every time you have a problem in the Sinai desert with the resorts, the Egyptian resorts, it's a favorite spot for Israelis, which had seen some problems in the last couple of years or so. So there were some warning and advisory, travel advisory, but this is the first time that Israel is asking that immediately their citizens leave Jordan and Egypt because of thinking that they would be coming under attack. But I read something else in this, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't know, I mean, this is just me reading into this, that it's not, that Israel is not worried about its citizens coming under attack unless they are planning to do something against Iran and soon. Because this is, like I said, the first time that they ask their citizens to immediately leave Egypt and Jordan, which is, you know, the only two states, Arab states, that Israel has a peace agreement with. The advisory was issued on the recommendation of Prime Minister Ehud Olmert's counterterrorism unit, which this week placed Egypt and Jordan in its highest threat category alongside enemy states such as Iran, Syria, and Lebanon. We will wait and see if that's what just a terrorism warning, or is Israel planning on doing something with Iran and they are afraid of a backlash against their citizens. We'll be right back.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, the radio program. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and we are back. I do believe we have Rita from Colorado on the line. Go ahead, Rita.
Hi, Hisham.
Hi, Rita.
You know what I think with the press that we have now and the situation with Bush and then Chavez down there, you know, it's really the Hegelian dialectic. You know, it's not that Bush is an imperialist. He's a Jacobin, you know, and we don't really have press that'll understand that. We've got one guy, Paul Craig Roberts, who understands who he is, but we don't really have even anybody that can interview him and understand, you know, this guy. Bush, he's from the Cromwellian Jacobins. You know, these are the guys that cut off the head of Charles I. You know, but people don't understand. It's like when the Jacobins stormed that Bastille and cut off the head of Marie Antoinette. They killed the Jacobins. You know, those are the people. Those are the scum of the earth. You know, and that's who's running our country, is the scum of the earth.
Now, whose fault is that, Rita?
Well, I think it's a process that happened all through the 20th century. You know, both of the wars, World War One and World War Two in Europe, they always they were talking about, you know, the bad things like the Nazis and everything. But when they really made everything out, it was the nobility that lost. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And the bankers, you know, the Jewish bankers took all that money. And people don't understand, like they say, well, we beat the Nazis. Well, why, if we beat the Nazis, then why didn't, why hasn't Otto von Habsburg been able to go back to Austria for all those decades, you know? And this, you know, these were real, these were the people that kept that civilization together for a whole long time. You know, they have understandings of how people are supposed to be able to, you know, have rights, you know, and so the government won't take our rights and usurp them from us, so that we understand our culture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But these people don't. They're just trying to play one side against the other so much that, like in my town, I understand what they'll do. They'll make a hell town. They'll tell women to make mutants. They make mutants. The mutants are lying with women and making worse mutants. Just really terrible things happening in order so that they can be the ones in the middle that say, don't do that, you know, or you know, we're going to, you know, just
now,
make this false dialectic all the time.
Yeah. Rita, let me ask you something. You might want to turn down your radio a little bit. You know, if 80%, if the polls are correct out there and 80% of Americans don't agree with what Bush is doing, how come we're not seeing at least 50% of Americans out there in the streets protesting? Why aren't we seeing people out there in the streets, because that's the only thing we have as people. Now, listening to George Bush in South America, this is what he said yesterday. He said, I've come to South America and Central America to advance a positive, constructive diplomacy that is being conducted by my government on behalf of the American people. You know, when I read that line, it's like, who are they trying to kid here? Constructive diplomacy that is being conducted by his government on behalf of the American people. Why we did not use constructive diplomacy when it came to the war with Iraq? Why did we do away with diplomacy, period, and went and attacked Iraq if he is behaving and acting on behalf of the American people? What American people is he talking about?
They have to keep their cult, and then when their cult is attacked, then they create this false dialectic. And what we see now is, you know, people are attacking. You see people attacking the Zionists. You know, as I said, Zionists are bad, but then the people who are attacking the Zionists are Zionists too. You know, Jews. These people, the Zionists, know who they are. They know what their cult is. They know what keeps them together. And if the anti-Zionists have the same cult as the Zionists, we never get anywhere. It's like Lenin said, well, if you see 100 communists, there are 39 thieves, one communist, and 60 fools. So we are just all led around by fools because they know how to keep us from finding our counterintelligentsia, the people that should be leading us. They know what we want to hear, and they'll put people in place that sound like they're the people that we want, but they're not.
Okay. Thank you, Rita, for the call.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to hear from you. 800-313-9443. Is George Bush speaking on behalf of you? Call us. Let us know what you think. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. So my question before the break was, do you think when George Bush says that he is down in South and Central America to advance a positive, constructive diplomacy that is being conducted by his government on behalf of the American people, do you feel like as George Bush is speaking on your behalf, and is our diplomacy a constructive diplomacy? You're welcome to call us, 800-313-9443. I would like to hear from you. The BBC claims that Israel has the least positive image of any country in the world. Israel, Iran, and the United States are the countries with the most negative image in a globe-spanning survey of attitudes toward 12 major nations. Canada and Japan came out best in the poll, released on Monday. The survey for the British Broadcasting Corporation's World Service asked more than 28,000 people to rate 12 countries: Britain, Canada, China, France, India, Iran, Israel, Japan, North Korea, Russia, the United States, and Venezuela as having a positive or negative influence on the world. Israel was viewed negatively by 56% of respondents and positively by 17%. For Iran, the figures were 54% negative and 18% positive. So it's close to Israel. The United States had the third highest negative ranking, with 51% citing it as a bad influence and 30% as a good one. Next was North Korea, which was viewed negatively by 48%. So North Korea has scored more in the positive than the United States did. Canada had the most positive rating in the survey. Of the 28,389 people in 27 countries, 54% viewed Canada as positive, while 14% viewed it as negative. Almost the opposite of the United States. Respondents were also asked their views of the 25-member European Union. 53% saw it as a positive and 19% as negative. Britain, China, and India were viewed more positively than negatively. While Russia had more negative than positive responses, opinion on Venezuela was evenly split. So, what do we understand from all this? We understand that we are as bad as Israel. We understand that China and Venezuela have scored higher than us. Even Russia scored higher than us. We very much scored, even North Korea scored higher than us in countries who have positive or negative influence on the world today. The United States came in third after Israel, who came in first, as having the most negative influence on the world as a whole. Not the region, not continent, but for the whole world. So the world does not really see us as George Bush is trying his darnest down in South America to portray us as having positive and constructive effort in the world on behalf of the American people. It's extremely to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we live in a democracy. And to other people in the world, they don't understand this neocon stuff. To them, you, the American people, have elected these people to govern. And a lot of people in the first George Bush term, in his first term, they did say that we don't blame the American people because they did not elect George Bush. As you remember, back in 2000, with the Florida problem, and for having the problem or the issue go to the Supreme Court, and I always made the statement that George Bush was elected by one man and one man only in the United States. Reason behind that, because he was elected by the Supreme Court in a 5-4 vote. So he won by one vote, so that one man, if he would have casted his vote to the other side, George Bush would not be in power. So he was elected by one single man in the United States. And of course, you know, looking at the Supreme Court back then, you would not be surprised that George Bush won that decision. You know, Clarence Thomas' wife was working for the Bush campaign at that time. She was part of the transition team that was set up by George Bush. So I think Clarence Thomas had self-interest there, which he, by the way, voted for the president. I'm not saying that Clarence Thomas was that one single man. Any one of them, any one of the five, could have been that one single man. Of course, Justice Scalia, we count him out completely because he is a big Bush supporter and a friend of the family. So, is George Bush does he speak on behalf of the American people? And if he does not, and if the polls are correct that 80% of the American people disapprove of George Bush policy, why aren't we seeing that impact of these? Why aren't we seeing the impact of these 80% of people who disagree with George Bush? Why aren't we seeing that in the streets? You know, in the program before me, the gentleman made a comment that when he came to this world, he was giving a country that was free, the United States. And he made the comment that, unfortunately, he is not handing over this country to his children and future generations as a free country. And I agree with him 100%. This country is not the same country that I came to almost 30 years ago. I would say, even though knowing what we know now, the country was under the influence of the same elite and the same people, but I think we as the people still had some say-so about what went on in the country. But I can tell you right now, we do not have any say-so in what is happening. And, you know, some people might be saying, well, what can we do? I really think the only thing you can do is basically speak out. Just have the phones ringing off the hook at your congressman's office and demand an answer to this. One thing that I would ask people is, we do need an answer to 9/11. We cannot just let it go and accept the results of the so-called 9/11 commission and just let this subject go in the pages of history. And I really believe if we can get an answer to what happened on 9/11, we will get an answer to almost every problem that we have. It is unbelievable of what we have going on here. And the problem is, you know, I go on the internet and I found this little, it's not really a new service, but it's a new service for me. It's called Skype, and I do go in there every once in a while and talk to people. And, you know, it's a new service where you can open up a chat room, and people will come in, and we discuss issues of what we are discussing here on the radio. And I am surprised that most people who come in and it's a public chat room where you will be able to use your microphone and talk to people in the room and discuss issues and ideas. And I was shocked that most people still think that what George Bush did in Iraq, even though after what we have been told about Iraq and about the mistakes that we have made in Iraq, I call them lies because they were flat out lies. And now we are saying, and George Bush is saying, that we had committed some mistakes in Iraq. And, you know, they were flat out lies. And even after that, we still have people come in and think that George Bush went into Iraq and liberated the country and liberated the Iraqi people. And people are saying that Iraqi cities are thriving except Baghdad, which is a lie. Iraq is not thriving. The economy is not thriving. 20% of Iraqis have left their homes and living in tents in the open because of the violence that is taking place in Iraq. There's no jobs in Iraq. The unemployment is extremely high. Crimes, extremely high. Guns are all over the place. And people still think that we went to Iraq and liberated these people, and they are living in a much better situation than they did under Saddam, which most Iraqis now saying that Iraq under Saddam was 20 times better than what it is now. And so it's unbelievable. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to go to the phones, and we have Byron from Canada calling in. Go ahead, Byron.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, talking about Iraq for a second, I think most people think that Iraq under Saddam Hussein was a third-world country, backwards. I've heard that many times on shows like C-SPAN. And the fact is, Iraq, before 1980, and maybe even after, their literacy rate was just as high as the United States was. They had the best health care system in the Middle East. Maybe, I don't know about Israel, but certainly among the Muslim countries, they had the best health care system. They had the best educational system in the Middle East. So is it a very, very advanced country?
Iraq had 5,000 nuclear scientists. And remember, back in 1983, Iraq was building a nuclear reactor.
Yeah. I realize. But anyway, like I said, a lot of people don't know that. They think he was just a brutal guy. And, you know, and he probably did a lot of things that was very brutal. But what people don't understand is the United States, since the 50s, have always interfered with the government of Iraq. The Israelis, they had been supporting the Kurds. I can't remember if it was like $50,000 a month or $50,000 a week to one of the Kurdish leaders to always keep the government in turmoil over there. So and Iran was always messing around in Iraq too. So there was a lot of turmoil that was created by outside influence, mainly by the United States, Israel, and Iran. So a lot of these incidences that Saddam did do, probably he would have never done it if it hadn't been for outside agitation all the time in Iraq.
Well, Saddam was able to do what the United States have not been able to do, which is to control Iraq. You know, Iraq was a stable country, and probably the means and the ways that Saddam had controlled that country probably was the only way to control a country of that diversity and a country that had outside influence from Iran, Israel, and Turkey too.
Yeah. Let's take United States, for example. Do you think, like, say if there was another superpower that was strong as United States or stronger. And say they came into United States and told the Mexicans, you know, the Europeans or the Americans, they stole California, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas from you. We're going to help you get it back. We're going to arm you to fight against whatever. Or say the blacks. Well, you were slaves. You've been, you know, really, really hard done by. We're going to give you money, weapons, whatever you need to fight. Do you think United States would be any different, than Iraq was?
Of course not.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. You know, people don't understand that there's always been the outside influence in agitating in Iraq. What I was going to ask you, talk to you, what I phoned you about was you were talking about 9/11. 9/11.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Hold that thought, and when we come back from the break, we will pick up that. Just hold that thought, and we will be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to RBN. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. And go ahead. You were saying something about 9/11?
Yeah, 9/11. Like, I had doubts about 9/11 when I, when it first happened. I mean, those two buildings that crashed, you know, they said, well, there's never been steel structures that ever went down. But, you know, I thought, well, with the two planes, you know, the extra weight, the fuel, you know, maybe that would have been enough to, you know, to bring them down. But when Building 7 went down without it being hit, that's what really got me interested in 9/11 and everything I could find out about it. And definitely, if there was something that needed investigating, that certainly does. But it's not going to happen, and I'll tell you why. The Republicans are, everybody's down on the Republicans. The Democrats are under the control of this, and I need to differentiate between Jews and Zionists, which I don't do. Sometimes I get angry and I say Jews, and that's not, there's a difference between Zionists and Jewish people. But it's under the influence. The Democrats are just under the influence of these Zionists as much as the Republicans are. And they're not. There's not going to be an investigation, because I think that if there was and it was done, you know.
So, I mean, by making a statement like that, you're saying that the Zionists are the ones who are ruling America.
There's no doubt about it. There's absolutely no doubt about it. I mean, you tell me this. How come when all the Democrats that was declaring their declaration for the nomination for their party, who's the first thing they did? Without exception, they all went to AIPAC first, and they had their swore their allegiance to Israel.
And also visited Israel, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, and they're 2% of the population. Now, 2%, there's just about, you know, it's probably one of the smallest minorities, if you want to call them minorities, in the United States. But yet, they were the, you know, AIPAC and Israel was the first one that they had to swear their allegiance to. So there's not going to be a legitimate investigation or hearings on 9/11, because they know it's going to probably lead back to either Israel either supporting what happened, or they knew about it and didn't say anything about it, or they did it, or, you know, had a big hand in it.
This is an old report that was kind of Christopher Kitchum wrote an article a couple of days ago reviving this old story, which is the five dancing Israelis on the other side of the river, and they were filming what happened on 9/11 from the start, even before the second plane hit the second tower.
Yeah.
And they were arrested, and after 71 days, they were basically deported to Israel under some silly argument that they violated their visa requirements, and they were sent back to Israel. You know, when it comes to 9/11, I tell people just stay away from all these theories and concentrate on one, which is a reality, physics. Physics says that those buildings fell in a free fall fashion, and a free fall fashion means there was no resistance, none whatsoever. It took 10 minutes for both of these buildings to fall. I'll tell you what, I appreciate your call. We're out of time. We will be back at the top of the hour with another hour of Current Issues, the radio show, and we welcome your phone calls. We will be back in a couple of minutes.